But once you have identified something, you've given it sufficient opportunity to prove otherwise, it's time to stop and just let things go. As far as that guy who keeps mocking the gospel, there's no reason to keep preaching to him until God does a work. Because then you might see that person come back later like, oh, wow, you know, like, ah, something happened to me. And I remember you said all those things. So don't miss the opportunity to declare things. But again, season with salt. Use wisdom. Have salt in yourselves, you know. Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth. We're the, you know, you move, making food, as my wife has learned, salt is an important thing to bring out flavor. And the purpose of the world is to bring out the sons of God. And the sons of God really, when they're sprinkled in the earth, they bring out the real purpose of the earth, the true flavor of what it ought to be. I mean, I'm not saying that's the whole interpretation of the thing, but as I think about it, that's true. That ye may know how to answer every man. Notice, see again, let your speech be with grace, but also season with salt. Why? Because you would know how to answer every man. Because not every man needs to be answered the same way. I'll show you an example, just for something for those who have not heard it before to chew on. In Proverbs chapter 26, I think, and I sure hope that is, because I don't have really anywhere else to go if it's not. Well, I'll just quote it from memory, but it won't be as good, because my memory is a little fuzzy sometimes. Now I got to figure out, okay, I'm in chapter 26 now. I hope I can find it really quick. Good, I did. 26 verse 4. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like unto him. Verse 5. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. So, on one hand it says, answer not a fool according to his folly. And the other one says, answer a fool according to his folly. And it says, you know, they're given reasons there, you know. But those may not always be apparent. I mean, you can't take that necessarily. What it means is use wisdom. You got to know how to answer each man. Some men, you can't answer them. Some fools, you answer according to their folly. But then you just look like a fool. Other fools, you answer their folly so that they won't be wise in their own conceit. But in all things, use wisdom so that you know the proper way to answer people. You know, some people won't shut up and they want to teach you and they're not asking and there's no door of utterance there. Think of something my brother reported to me back when he was visiting in California. I don't know if he's still in there while he's listening to this, but some people aren't listening. There's no door of utterance for the mystery of Christ and you're just wasting your time. The best way to redeem that time is to leave. And see, by the Spirit, you know how you ought to do. You know what you should do. You know, I need to get out of here. There's no profit to be gained in conversing with this person. Verse 7. All my state shall Tychius declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant of the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you received commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. Hold on. I'm going to stop after verse 9, just kind of look at that real quick. Tychius is going to, you know, this faithful minister, fellow servant, going to tell them, I guess he was probably the deliverer of the letter I've sent, that he wants to know what's going on with them, right? Comfort your hearts. Onesimus, interestingly, an escaped slave was named Onesimus in the book of Philemon, and I don't know if that's the same Onesimus or not. Anyways, he was also a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you from Colossa. And they shall make known all the things which are done here. Okay, now verse 10. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you received commandments, if he come to you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision. These only are my fellow workers under the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. So you have in the same city, there's not just one church, but there's a church in the house here, church in the house there. But they're all knit together in one. Even if they aren't necessarily geographically in the same building all at the same time, because, you know, that's a new development we have. Back then, a lot of the Christians, they didn't have Christian temples and Christian buildings, and of course, if a house, there's nothing wrong with having those Christian buildings, because not many houses big enough to handle all the people a lot of times. It was just convenience at the time. But they were not separate, like, okay, here's the Nymphasinian church and the Onesimusinian church over here, and we got the Justicinian church over here, and the Pauline church over here, and the Marcusing, you know what I mean? All the churches in the cities that I dwell near, there are many churches, and they're all separate. Well, you get a bigger city, you'll get churches of the same denomination, right? And they're of the same mind, and they're knit together in their own way, but not in Christ. Because those denominations are ways by which people organize themselves, but not under the scriptures. So, let's see. Aristarchus saluteth you. Marcus, you received a commandment. If you received this guy, okay. Jesus, who are of the circumcision,